Now, do you fancy doing something a bit special next year? Something that will test you, but also bring rewards, including raising well-needed funds. Well, the charity Galloway's Society for the Blind in Preston are planning a trip of a lifetime next year. Here to tell us more and tell us how you can get involved is Charlotte Carnell, who is an events fundraiser with Galloway's. And she joins me now. Hello.
Hello.
Now, first of all, tell us about next year's trek.
Yes, so we're delighted to have recently launched our overseas trek to Machu Picchu in Peru. So we're looking at October 2020. Machu Picchu is one of the new seven wonders of the world, so it is something that's really exciting for us. And by joining the challenge, you know, you're going to be changing the lives of local people affected by sight loss. We're going the 9th of October, and it's 10 days. Five of those days, we'll be trekking the Inca Trail. So we can't wait.
It's a very spectacular place to visit, and I know it's all been kind of rebuilt now to give you the full feel of it, but it's still nearly 8,000 feet above sea level.
Yeah, definitely, and that is why it is slightly challenging, because it's, you know, there is slight altitude and it just adds to the experience and the magic of it all.
Well, what would you like people to take away from the trek if they take part?
Just a great sense of achievement, you know, to raise the money and the difference that they're making in the lives of local people across Lancashire and Sefton. But also the sense of achievement in completing the challenge for a worthy cause.
How many people would you like to take part on the track?
So our group, we're looking at around 15. There is availability to increase that, you know, if we get more people. But Machu Picchu themselves only release a limited number of permits each year for each day to sort of look around the ruins and stuff. So that's why booking is advisable early, so we know that we've got a permit for everyone.
It's actually quite surprising how many people have this on their bucket list, but you have to make preparations for this, wouldn't you? Because fitness is going to be one of the issues.
Yeah, so we do support everyone with their sort of training, and we arrange to get together in groups and support one another through it, and we provide sort of training guides and packs. If you can get up every single day and walk the distance back to back for 5 days, then you can easily complete it.
So possibly the blind or partially sighted people that are going to be taking part in this, will they bring their own guides?
It's all a personal conversation that we would have with each individual to sort of see what their requirements are and how we can best support that person, whether it is through their own guide, whether there's, you know, there is some support in the team that is going on the trek, case by case basis.
What kind of response have you had so far?
We've had loads of interest so far. I'm getting daily inquiries wanting more information, which is absolutely fantastic. On the 17th of July, we're also holding a information evening at 6:30 at Howick in Penwitham in Preston. And it'll be an opportunity to speak with the fundraising team, to talk to Discover Adventure, who is our provider for the trek, and just find out any more questions. But saying that, if people can't make the 17th, then, you know, I'd still invite them to get in touch with me, you know, by calling Galloway's, and we can have a chat and I can give you more information that way as well.
You're hoping to raise quite a sizeable amount of funds, aren't you?
Yeah, we're hoping to sort of raise over £50,000 by doing this, you know, which is a phenomenal amount of money and will make a huge difference.
What kind of things will you be using the funds for?
We'll be there to make sure that, you know, people after a sight loss diagnosis have someone to turn to, and making sure that any barriers, you know, that sight loss can bring, you know, that we can work to removing those. You know, Galloway's is all about ensuring that people focus on what they can achieve rather than what they can't, you know, and it'll go towards that.
There's a crash of confidence when sight loss is diagnosed, and I think sometimes we forget that we've still got all the experience we had in the past. It's like, well, what am I going to do now?
Definitely. I think, you know, it can have a profound impact, and it can definitely leave you with feelings of isolation and depression and loneliness, and that's what Galloways is here to help with, is to, you know, adjust to those changes and to help you see, you know, what you can do rather than what you can't do.
Is there a cut-off time for joining?
So there isn't. We have to confirm, you know, a number of weeks before we go in October next year. Or we would recommend, you know, if people do sign up in plenty of time, so that we, first of all, can ensure that we have their permit secure. And also to give people plenty of time to, you know, raise the money to go, you know, and they can spread the word that they're going.
I believe one of your colleagues has already signed up for it.
Yeah, so Rebecca, one of our fundraising assistants here at Galloways, has signed up. It's been on her bucket list for many years to do this trip. And as soon as we mentioned it, you know, she was biting to sign up. Can't wait for her to take on the challenge.
Well, just before you go, just quickly give us the details again of the open information night.
Yes, we've got a open information night on the 17th of July at 6:30 p.m. here at Galloways in Penwitham. It's, you know, an evening where you can ask questions. There'll be a presentation from Discover Adventure, a presentation from myself about, you know, ways that we'll support you with your fundraising, what you might come to expect in Peru, you know, talk about whether it'll be challenging and everything like that. And all we ask is that just people give us a call just to let us know that they're attending, just so that we know for numbers.
All right, so what's the phone number then to call you on?
It's 01772 744 148.
And we'll just have that number again?
01772 744 148.
It certainly sounds like an adventure of a lifetime. We'll find out how everything goes next year. But in the meantime, Charlotte Carnell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.